All right, Alexander, let's talk about what's happening in the EU, in Europe, with the second wave, more lockdowns. At least that's where we're heading. Some countries have already started with the lockdowns. Protests in the streets. We've got Italy protests. We had marches in London, actually, over the weekend. We've had protests in Italy, in Milan, in Naples, in other cities in Italy. We have protests in Germany. We have protests in Poland, all over the place, actually. People don't have a stomach for another lockdown, that's for sure. And the first lockdown, all it did was devastate the economy. The second lockdown would just be the final nail in the coffin, I imagine, unless that is the plan, unless that's the plan, which is to destroy the economy and get this great reset in motion, this new world order that we all know about, and I think we're all, and if we don't know about it, then we should know about it, because I'm very weary and skeptical of all this stuff, because very quickly over here, I can't say much because in Greece it looks like they may be passing legislation as well if you talk about this stuff, which is completely Orwellian, but it has been brought up that if you question, the measures they've taken, then you could serve some sort of prison sentence or get fined or God knows what else. But you know what? They're trying to put more and more restrictions, and all that's happening is things are just getting worse and worse and worse. I'm talking about cases and stress and all these things. I mean, everything's just deteriorating. The more the government gets involved, the more things are deteriorating.
They're deteriorating very fast. France is now, I understand it, definitely gone into lockdown. Germany, which was, touted as the great success story, that's going to lockdown too. Spain, it seems, is trying, the government there is trying to head in the same direction. They have admitted, the French, Macron have admitted that they've lost control of the situation. And they're losing control in two ways. Firstly, as you correctly say, they are not controlling the circulation of what is happening. Again, we have to choose our words very carefully, but the circulation of the infection, they've lost control of. But they're also losing control of their own people. And I hear all this about the Great Reset, and I absolutely take that seriously. I'm very alarmed by what you've told me about legislation coming in Greece. I've heard expressions, similar expressions about this elsewhere. I am quite sure that that kind of legislation restricting free speech or speech would be contrary to Article 10 of the European Convention of Human Rights. But, one has to get to the European Court of Human Rights to get that upheld, and that would be a protracted and difficult and hugely expensive process, which would take years. So it's a notional protection which may not have any reality in actual fact. But the point is, despite all of these things, what we see is that more and more people are protesting. And I'm going to say something else. There was a very, very interesting study done by King's College, which is one of the co component colleges of the University of London, which has said that even people who say they support these measures don't, in fact, comply with them. The level of compliance has crashed. The reason is that back in the spring, summer, there was trust in the authorities and what the authorities were doing. All that trust has drained away. The economic pressures on people are now overwhelmingly high, and they are simply not complying. And more of them are protesting. And I think, yes, there may be an agenda on the part of some people to try to use this opportunistically to achieve some kind of a great reset. But the greater danger, the thing these people who may be thinking like that need to consider is that if they don't go down that process, then they may start a protest wave across Europe and Britain, which could escalate and which they might not be able to handle. So I think that's a point they need to understand, because I get the sense that the mood in Britain and in Europe is now far more fragile. I would like to add one other point, which is, if you like, a specifically political point. The Democrats in the United States have been running relentlessly against Trump on the basis that he mishandled this situation. I've never bought into that story. I don't think there's any evidence or credence to it. Many of the Democrats have argued that Europe or certain countries in Europe have handled the situation better and have unfavorably compared what Donald Trump has done to what the Europeans are doing. It turns out that the situation in Europe, as of this time, when we are speaking, is far worse than it is in the United States. It is worse economically. There has been a strong rebound in the economy, by the way. There was a big surge in GDP growth in the United States in Q3, in the third quarter, which, by the way, we predicted. Nothing like that in Europe. And the Europeans are doing worse than the Americans in terms of control of the infection, which is what the Democrats are talking about. So I just make that point because, so far as I can see, it is this criticism of Trump in relation to his control of the infection is the main argument that is being made against him. And it really doesn't hold water because the Europeans are actually doing much worse.
I just want to qualify one thing, Alexander, that there hasn't been legislation passed in Greece about this. It has been thrown out there by various politicians that perhaps if people say bad things about certain measures, for example, like wearing masks, then some politicians have said we should put legislation in place so that these people get punished if they talk publicly about the measures or about, you know, the quote unquote, the science, as their experts are pushing on us, their science about masks and certain other things. And we should put some legislation on them where they could get fined or even prison time. That's what's been thrown out there. There is no legislation in place. I just want to make sure that just so no one in Greece freaks out or anything like that. Nothing of the such has been passed, but there have been people who have talked about it.
Well, I'm very relieved that there is no such legislation. And I'm very disturbed and extremely alarmed that there are some people, some important people, apparently, who have talked about legislation like that. Let me make it absolutely clear. That would be an extremely authoritarian measure. It would definitely be a violation of people's human rights, people's right of free speech, if such a legislation were ever passed. And it is astonishing that it is even being talked about.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, but I mean, I think it's already authoritarian. In a way, I was thinking because they have curfews here at 12 o'clock now and no one can be out on the streets, pretty much nothing. And I think to myself, it is a form of martial law, is it not?
Well, we are certainly heading in that direction. And we're not just heading in that direction in Greece. We're heading in that direction pretty much everywhere in Europe. I predict that the attempt to impose a lockdown in France will be extremely tough. And I mean, it was before. And it will provoke a reaction this time. It was accepted with some resistance previously, but we're going to see far more opposition next time round. And what happens in France will be replicated across Europe.
Yeah. Okay. So the EU was celebrating their Hamilton moment when they thought they had defeated the virus, and they thought they defeated it, and you know they came out of it and said, now we're going to just pump money into the system, and we've had our Hamilton moment, and now there's going to be even more integration in Europe, and we're going to be the United States of Europe, and everything was rosy, and that was one big freaking dud. And so we have a surge in U.S. GDP, 33.1%. So Europe is in the tank. They have no idea what they're doing on multiple levels, whether it's with the economics of the thing, whether it's with the health and the science aspect of it. The U.S. looks like it's it's on the right path. So they could have made fun of Trump all they want, all these neoliberal globalist elitists. But it looks like, in my opinion, it looks like Trump is heading in the right direction. The U.S. is going to be fine if they re-elect Trump. If they put Biden in charge, then you're just going to have a complete utter disaster.
Well, but, yeah. Just take a step back, because what Biden appeared, his great plan, as far as I can see, is to do exactly what the Europeans are doing. So that's the difference. I mean, but let's just talk about the economics, because of course we have seen this big surge in the GDP in the United States in the third quarter, which of course we had all those clever people who were telling us it wasn't going to happen and that the economy in the United States was going to be in a terrible mess. And if you remember, we in the Duran predicted that there would be a major strong recovery in the United States, and we have seen it. In Europe, it is a completely different story. The great Hamilton moment has turned out into a dud, exactly as you said. The amount of money that is involved is tiny, and it doesn't come into play anyway from this sort of slush fund that we've talked about in the past, in other programs. It doesn't come into play anyway until last year. Debt levels in southern Europe are exploding. The European Central Bank is beginning to grate increasingly on German patience. And Germany itself is looking to be in growing economic problems. So we have a Europe which has mishandled the infection issue and has mishandled the economy, and which is in a very, very bad state indeed. I can't say, by the way, at the moment that Britain is in a better place, but the United States emphatically is. And I think people who are following this program and, you know, who are, you know, saying to themselves, well, maybe all these criticisms of Donald Trump on this specific discrete issue, you know, that there are some points of criticism that might be valid there, need to bear that in time. The exemplars, the people in Europe who were doing so much better, it turns out, have on every front done far worse. And Joe Biden wants to copy them. That's what he stands for. That's what he says.
All right. So, Alexander, they have in Wales right now, they're banning non-essential items. They're wrapping up stuff at Tesco in plastic wrappers, beddings, socks, clothes. They're saying clothes are not essential. They're wrapping up books as well. So you can't buy books, because they say that those are also non-essential items. And I guess that books spread the pandemic, I guess. Everything seems to be a nail, and the EU's hammer is just more authoritarianism, more you know, what can you say? It just does, none of it makes any freaking sense. And I think that goes back to the central point of why people don't trust the government at all, and why people are heading out to the streets, because none of this stuff makes absolutely zero sense. Even the fact that if I'm walking in the park and I have to wear a mask and I'm by myself makes absolutely zero freaking sense. I mean, zero, none, zip, nada, zilch. So why are they doing it?
Well, these decisions are becoming increasingly arbitrary, and they're becoming increasingly whimsical, and they're becoming increasingly illogical, exactly as you say. Why are they doing it? They are doing it because they want to show that they are in control. That is why they're doing it. They want to give everybody the impression that they are in charge, either because they sense that they are losing control of this process, which they are, or because some of them have an agenda to increase control even further. So it's one of the two, probably both at the same time. But whichever it is, and I really can't stress this, the most important point that you made there is that people are losing trust. Any system where trust collapses becomes unsustainable. It cannot be enforced over time. And this is accelerating at dizzying speed. And that is what we're seeing happening obviously in Wales, which is not part of the EU anymore, but, you know, across Europe also. You cannot impose these kind of restrictions on people and expect them to comply. In authoritarian societies like China, up to a point you can. Though the Chinese, by the way, were far more consistent in what they were doing than these arbitrary and inconsistent practices that we are now seeing. All they will do is they will provoke ever-increasing resistance. And it is disastrous that Joe Biden wants to copy this broken model in the United States.
Is their goal to crash the economy? I mean, it seems to me like it's one of two things. Either they can't make decisions like you say, they have no idea what the hell they're doing and they just want to show that they're in control. Or number two, they're getting their marching orders from someone somewhere who's telling them to do these things and they're going along and doing these things, which make absolutely no sense. But, you know, the person is in charge of the government, the president or the prime minister of a certain country is just saying, okay, I'll do it. I'll tell people to go into, when they're outdoors eating at a cafe, to wear a mask and with each bite to pull down the mask, chew the food and then put it back up. Something like that. I mean, which is really happening, actually.
It's not an exaggeration. It's starting to happen here, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, is their goal to really crash the economies?
Well, I don't know that it is their goal. And I'm not I don't know who gives orders. That's one of the problems here. I mean, we simply don't know how these decisions are made anymore because they're being made in such a completely untransparent way. But I still incline to the theory of abject stupidity and incompetence. Again, I ought to say this. I have met some of these people who are making these, not specific people who are making these decisions, but I've met people in the EU bureaucracies. I've met people in the British bureaucracy also. And I come back to what I've said before. They are not very bright. Exactly the same point has been made here by a very well-known establishment journalist, Patrick Copern, who's made exactly the same point, which is that what we are seeing is the exposure of the complete incompetence and, if you like, decadence of the political structures that exist in Europe and which have gained so much power, if you like, over people's lives over the last few years.
All right, we'll leave it there. You know, we're entering now another lockdown, a second wave. It was completely predictable. I think a lot of people knew that this was going to happen, the second wave.
And they knew it was predicted. And here we are. I mean, if that's not a failure, what is?
Yeah, they knew that they were going to roll out the lockdowns and they don't have a solution for anything. So I agree. They're either absolutely stupid, but I mean, they would have to be stupid in every world leader would have to be stupid in every single country in Europe and countries outside of Europe as well. If you take a look at what other countries have been doing, which is pretty much the same thing of what they've been doing in Europe as well. The nail and the hammer. It's the same formula copy and pasted across every single country. Well, so either they're all dumb. Or there's some marching orders from somewhere else.
Not every country. I mean, as I said, I've said, you know, Donald Trump did things differently in the United States. So, I mean,
Donald Trump is an outsider.
And as outsider, I mean, yeah, let's not say every country. But in Europe, which is the part of the world I know, they've all repeated each other what they do because they're all part of the same club. I mean, that's the problem. That's the crisis. They all originate from the same system, and they all copy each other and do what each other says. So that's why we are in this mess. I mean, they've done this consistently with every problem that they faced, be it immigration, the banking crisis in 2008, you name it. They've done the same thing. They've always reached for these solutions, which are not solutions at all, and have ended up making the system and the system weaker and the problems worse.
All right, we'll leave it there, guys. All right, well, That's it
for this video. There's nothing to promote, guys. Help us out. Donate.
No, it's a very bleak one. It's a very bleak one. There's a British. There's a British mug. But as I said, come to our shop.
British mug too.
In honor of
the non-essential items in Wales. I guess this would probably be considered a non-essential or an essential item in Wales.
I think it's an absolutely essential item. So is the England Cup mug, by the way. Without our tea, how would we keep going? After all, didn't they produce all those mugs, or they were going to produce all those mugs during the war, you know, which said keep calm and carry on? Yeah. Well, that's what we should be doing here, but it's not what we're doing at the moment.
So in Wales, they wrap the books up and you can't buy them, but I'm sure you can order from Amazon, can't you?
Oh, I'm sure you can. After all, we wouldn't want to interfere in Jeff Bezos's businesses. Never, I mean, that would be quite shocking. I mean, that would be Trumpism.
Incredible stuff. Incredible stuff. Sweden is bucking the trend. I mean, they're not folding to the same policies.
I gather.
I'm saying policy-wise.
Well, I mean, I gather it's much the same there as pretty much everywhere else, actually. This is what people who live there tell me. So anyway.
All right, guys, we'll leave it there. Take care, everybody.